Hi, welcome to Infant Love Radio. I'm your host, Michelle Morovati, and today and every day, my intention is to support you to awaken to your true self in the present moment and to cause and create oneness inside and out. Before I start the show, I want to remind you that please feel free to contact me by email for any insights, questions, comments to infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. And again, I want to welcome you to this very inspiring show that we're having today. On today's show, I will be sharing with you a prayer and meditation, as always, to set up the show to bring unity and oneness and connect us to the divine love present everywhere. Right where I am, right where you are, right where the allness is. Followed by my very special, funny, inspiring, wonderful guest, Kim Wayans, actress, comedian, who has numerous television and film credits and now brings her skill and her charm to the stage with her own one-woman show called A Handsome Woman Retreats. You can learn more about this play, this show, by visiting www.plays411.com/retreats, and as well, stay tuned, please, wide awake and alert, as we have a wonderful, wonderful show with her. Learn more about her insights, her awakenings through this process of doing this show. But for now, let us all unite. I invite you all to be present with me in the here and the now, for we are all one. Connecting to the divine presence of love everywhere, we declare now that we are thank you, God, divine, all that there is, for the presence of love inside of our hearts, inside of our souls. As we let go and we allow ourselves to be who we truly are, our true self, we let go of all the pain and suffering. We let go of all the limitations and lacks. We let go of all judgments and criticisms. And we allow ourselves to be true to ourselves, authentic in the now. Right here, right now, I invite you to take a deep cleansing breath in. And exhale with an ah. Really let it go. Shake it out. Shake out your arms. Shake out your legs. Allow yourself to be relaxed in this moment. Another deep cleansing breath in. And exhale again. Really let it go. Everything that you're holding on to, this is your time, this is your moment. Let it go, and let yourself be. And again, one last deep cleansing breath in. And slow exhale. Yes. Let go of all the tension. Let go of all these unwanted thoughts and emotions that are causing blockage and stagnation in your energy system. Let it go. Let it go, because you're going to really, really enjoy this moment with myself, my guest, Kim Wayans, and all of you out there. We are one. We declare in this moment, thank you, God, thank you, universe, for filling up our hearts and our souls with your love. And thank you for filling every human being with love, with truth, with guidance, with direction. We are so grateful for this moment to be alive. And in this moment, we say yes to life, yes to life, yes to life, as we open up ourselves to the light of God and all that there is flowing inside and through us, inside and through us, through our hands, through our words, through our thoughts, light everywhere to every human being, every creation of the allness, of the oneness, for we are all one. And thank you for being present. Wonderful. Reintroducing my guest, my wonderful, inspiring, funny guest, again, Kim Wayans, actress, comedian, has numerous television and film credits and now brings her skill and charm to the stage with her own one-woman show called A Handsome Woman Retreats. The website for this is www.plays411.com 411.com/retreats, and we're going to see right now how she came up with this name for this play. As I invite my guest, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Good, thanks.
It's really a pleasure to have you on this show.
Oh, well, I'm very happy to be here.
I already spoke to you, but I just want to tell our listeners out there that I saw her show sometime in December, and I was just like, it was such an awakening for me. It was so funny, yet serious, yet there was so much that I could relate to, and I was so inspired to invite her on the show, and I'm so grateful that you accepted my invitation, Kim.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so glad that the play touched you that way. And I'm really happy that I had this opportunity, too, to be here and to talk with you and your listening audience about my play.
Thank you. I know that we're all going to learn so much from your own awakening. First of all, can you tell us how you came up with this name, A Handsome Women Retreat?
Well, when I was a little girl, my grandmother, who had a very specific idea of what beauty was, and I didn't fall into that category as far as she was concerned, she used to tell me that I was going to grow up to be a handsome woman. That I wouldn't be pretty, I would grow up to be a handsome woman. So, of course, as a child, that was very hurtful. But, you know, as an adult now, I, you know, see it in a different kind of light. And that's why I use that as a title.
That's interesting. So this comment, this phrase that she suggested to you, stayed with you till adulthood, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, no child wants to be, no woman, girl wants to be told she's going to grow up to be handsome. I mean, not exactly what you look forward to. You know, especially when nowadays if someone calls you handsome or whatever, it has so many different connotations. But she definitely didn't mean it in a positive, you know, uplifting kind of way.
Right. And so what a lesson for us to watch what we say.
Yeah, words are so, so powerful and so, so important, especially to a little child's ears, you know?
Absolutely. How it affects us and how we look at ourselves,
mm-hmm.
our self-esteem, our self-confidence. And so now you call this amazingly funny and serious and real to you show called A Handsome Woman Retreat. And so can you tell us how you were inspired to put on this show?
I've wanted to do a one-woman show for many years. It's been a dream of mine, but I just didn't have the courage to do it, and I just felt like I wanted to do something that was inspired. You know, I just didn't want to, like, you know, put together a string of wacky characters and go on stage and do that. I just felt like that wouldn't have any real depth or sense of purpose. So as, you know, time went on and life presented different things to me, it presented an opportunity to go on this meditation retreat. And on that retreat, I learned so much and I transformed in a way that was so powerful that I had to tell this story. And so this was the inspiration that I was waiting on to tell this story. And that's how it happened.
I'm just laughing, but I don't know what it is. I think I'm attuning to your presence, that you're such a beautiful soul, and I really appreciate that. Now, I want to ask you, you said to me earlier before the show that you went to a 10-day silent retreat.
Yes.
And from that manifested, it was created this show. 10 days of sitting still?
10 days of sitting still in silence. Not talking to anyone, not making eye contact with anyone, just totally me, myself, and I. And you literally go crazy, and then you come out into the sweetest truth you'll ever know. But you have to go crazy first because you have to go through all the, you know, wackiness and unsettledness of the mind. You know, mind is so insane. And when you do something like that, you know, usually people keep themselves distracted all the time, so they never really realize how insane they are. But when you go away and you can't read, you can't write, you can't do anything but sit and meditate, all of that comes to greet you.
Right, and so what provoked you to go into this retreat?
I was at a time when I was really unhappy. I was just very unhappy and unsatisfied with a lot of my professionally and personally. I was just in a very unhappy place, and I was having these terrible panic attacks. And, you know, they just would not stop, these terrible panic attacks that were just like crippling me. And, my yoga teacher suggested that I go do this 10-day silent meditation retreat. And, you know, it was either that or start taking some Prozac or one of those, you know, drugs that my doctor was trying to cram down my throat and I really wasn't having. So I went and I did it. And I'm so glad I did, because I really uncovered the source of my anxiety and I found the cure for it, which is meditation.
Beautiful. And so what was the source of your anxiety?
Fear. Fear and a feeling of being disconnected from the source. You know, I grew up with a lot of, you know, religious kind of confusion. And, you know, I was taught that it was one way. You know, it was either one this way or the highway. And so I felt, you know, kind of like cast out, like I wasn't connected to God in a way that was acceptable to him.
Right.
And that feeling of kind of, you know, being all on my own in the world and not being connected to that source was very, very debilitating.
Right. And you felt just disempowered and living in fear. And I just want to touch upon, you said that you had anxiety. Now, for our listeners who may not really know what anxiety feels like, what the symptoms are, can you tell us what your symptoms are?
Yeah, just like these attacks where all of a sudden my heart would start racing and my palms would get real sweaty and my stomach would be like coiling up in knots, and you just get this overwhelming fear of dread, like you're going to die this very second. And it makes you just want to move. You can't sit still. You can't be still. You have to just keep moving, or else you just feel like you're going to die. You're going to die that second. You're sweating. It's the most uncomfortable thing on earth.
Wow. And so the fear caused that separation from the source.
Yeah. Separation. Yeah. And that's really basically where everything stems from. You know, if you feel connected to the source, then there's no reason to fear anything.
Absolutely. And those days that you sat, you know, alone in meditation, did you experience panic attacks?
Yeah, I did, but I also experienced this new technique of watching the panic attack as opposed to reacting to it and racing through the hills, of being able to, you know, observe with my mind, observe the sensations of what was going on in my body and stuff without reacting to it, and coming to understand that these are just sensations and that it's going to pass. You know, it's not going to stay forever. It's going to come for some time, rise up, and then I would watch him pass away. And so that knowledge in my body, not just the mental knowledge, but the knowledge of having the experience of how things rise and pass, gives me strength and gave me strength to, you know, be able to just be with them. And the more you do that, the more I did that, the more they started to dissipate and just become weaker and weaker and weaker until they went away.
That's beautiful. So we are not our pain, we are not our anxiety, we are not our depression.
No.
We are not our thoughts, we are not our bodies. We have, right, we can use our will and our reason and our strength and our God self to, you know, to dissipate all of these.
Exactly, and to understand, like you said, the allness, to understand that that's what you are, what we all are, what it all is. And so, you know, there is no separation. There is no, you know, you're not your panic. You're not any of those things. You're so, 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 so much more. And when you connect to that, it's just glorious. It's just glorious, because you really do understand that, you know, we're so interconnected. There is no he, she, my, yours, just one big all.
One big all, one big happy oneness.
Yeah.
And I really get that you're sincere and you're authentic. I really get it. And I'm sure all of our listeners get it out there also, that your experience has really transformed you inside and out, huh?
Oh, totally. It really, really has. The greatest blessing of my life was to go on that retreat. You know, the greatest blessing of my life was to go on that retreat. And it not only helped me, but it helps, you know, others around me, because I'm in the world in a different kind of way now. So when people experience, you know, that you're not full of panic or full of fear or full of desperation or all the other things that, especially in this business that I'm in, that, you know, you're encouraged to be, it's very calming, and it helps them to want to find that place inside themselves so they can have that same, you know, sense of calm and okayness despite, you know, whatever may be going on in their life or in the world or whatever.
Absolutely. Kim, I really appreciate your openness. It takes a lot of courage, I really think, to be so open and so authentic and be real, to want to make a difference. I know for myself, as I transform and become more and more spiritual, I have two kids, 11 and 8. They're really getting it. They get from me. They get from my words. They get from my behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I really think that just by our being, we can make a difference.
Oh, yes.
We don't need to prove and control other people, wanting to change other people, right?
No, there's no need for that at all. You know, just be happy. You know, a happy person is the most powerful person on earth. You know, that's just the greatest power on earth is just to be a happy person, because a happy person shares that happiness wherever they go.
Mm, beautiful. And you shared your happiness in your one-woman show. Let me just reintroduce you one more time for our listeners that may have just tuned in. We are speaking to comedian actress Kim Wayans. She has a one-woman show called The Handsome Women Retreats. I highly, highly recommend it. Honestly, I've seen it. I'm going to go see it again with another friend this time. It's funny. It's serious. It's inspiring. It will awaken you. And Kim, the website is, yes, www.place411.com/retreats.
Retreats, or you can call this number in case you don't have a computer or whatever and you want to call for tickets. The number is 323-960-7770.
Beautiful.
And
the show dates?
The show dates are Friday and Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Tonight and tomorrow, and then also for the next 3 weeks, so until February 23rd, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. And we have a strict must-be-on-time policy, because once this show gets started, they can't let anybody in, so it starts at 8 p.m. sharp.
Right, right. Why would we want to interrupt at your show? It's like, no, it's got to be quiet, we got to be tuned in, we got to get all of it. So we gave out the dates and where it is and everything, the name. Now let's go into the contents. So you are in meditation for 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us more. What did you get, and what's in the show that reflects upon your revelations and your insights?
Well, while I was on retreat, you know, a lot of times just different things come up from your life, like things you thought you forgot about, or, I mean, you thought you dealt with and were over, or things that you didn't realize had affected you so profoundly. In all that silence, it kind of comes up to the surface, and there you are, you know, having to realize that this thing that happened to you when you were 7 years old, or 8 years old, or 10 years old, or whatever, is still affecting the way you behave in the world. You know, like, I'll give you a example in my show. I told something that comes up for me is this birthday party I had when I was a little girl. I had a birthday party, and I don't want to give away too much, you know, I don't want to ruin it for anybody who may be coming to the show.
Right.
So I'm not going to give too much detail on it, but I will say that what happened with that birthday party wound up being something that affected me so deeply that it caused me to build up walls around my heart for protection.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even realize that it had that much of an impact on me until I went on retreat. And in that silence, that came to me. And what also came to me was some forgiveness that I needed to go through. And an opening was created as a result of letting go of that pain and seeing the gift that was given to me in that situation that I didn't see when I was a child.
Right. Kim, isn't it amazing how we don't realize how much we're holding on to?
Yeah, yeah.
We're holding on to so much that manifests as pain, as anger, as frustration, as all of those unwanted emotions. And I really appreciate, I'm a big, big time advocate for forgiveness. I forgive every single day.
Mm-hmm. You have to, you know, because forgiveness is funny. In some ways, forgiveness is a very selfish act, because it really is, it helps you. It helps you, the individual, and then it helps the person that you're forgiving. But you feel it first when you're full of whatever the rage or the distrust or whatever it is that's causing in you this inability to like forgive somebody. It's like an illness inside your body. You know, it's killing you. So to be able to let go and forgive somebody is, yes, it's a beautiful gift to give to them, but it's a gift that you give to yourself first.
Absolutely, because we're worthy and we're deserving. I find it that, you know, I call all the anger, frustration, resentment, everything that we're holding on to poop. And I call it stupid. I do. I call it poop, and I imagine forgiveness flushing down the poop, down the toilet.
Wow, that's great. That's a great analogy. I like that. I like that, and it is poop. And if you don't flush poop out, what happens? You wind up diseased and ill, right?
Exactly.
So that's a great analogy. Yeah, flush away the poop.
Flush it all away. Flush it every single day. Flush.
Flush away the poop.
And so that I love that. Okay, let's go back to the show again, to the play again. How many different characters do you play in this play?
I never really counted. I think maybe a total of 8 characters throughout.
That's amazing. I don't know how you do that and how you have the energy. Tell us. Where's the inspiration?
I think the energy comes and the inspiration feel like this, the message of this piece is so meaningful to me that I'm energized by what it is I want to share and convey to my audience. Mm-hmm. And that really just powers me up. It just gives me so much energy because I feel I really have something to say, and I feel like, you know, that I'm transmitting something to my audience, something that's so much more important than a good laugh. And that powers me.
Right. And all of the listeners, I guarantee you that you're going to be tuned in beginning to end because it's just ongoing, right?
Yeah.
It's just ongoing. Either you're laughing or you're in shock or you're like, I can understand that. I get that, right?
Yeah, it really has been wonderful how universal the things are that come up in this show. You know, it's just, you know, everybody relates to them. I mean, even if that exact thing didn't happen to you, something similar happened or something happened that, you know, you can relate. You can relate, and that's really important, and it feels good to have so many different people, you know, such a diverse group of people relating to this stuff that I'm dealing with.
That's beautiful. And how does your family, what do they think about this play? How are they supporting you, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, no, not at all. They loved it. You know, I didn't let my brothers, any of them know what I was doing. They knew that I was writing something, but usually, you know, I always go to them and get their advice and get their notes and stuff like that. But this, you know, part of this whole thing was about Kim's self-expression, you know, really being able to articulate, you know, my voice and what is in my heart. And I didn't want the influence of my brothers and their particular voices influencing me. So I didn't go to them at all. I just went ahead and did it, and then I invited them to the show to opening night. And they loved it. They were all just so moved and so proud and happy for me. They're very supportive and they love this project, and they're just so happy that people are responding to it and, you know, taking the message, and they're really, really proud of me.
I bet there's everything to be proud of you. I have a question. How do you keep so fit physically?
I do yoga.
Mm-hmm.
I do yoga. I do Pilates. I'm really lucky that I'm 6 feet tall and, you know, just a naturally, you know, thin kind of person. You know, it's just in my genes. You know, I work out maybe once or twice a week. I go to the gym and work out. And I eat well. You know, I really, really enjoy healthy eating. So you put all that together and you get somebody who's fit.
And you are fit. You are fit to jump around that stage. You're like, one minute you're here, and the other minute she's all over there, and she's jumping. And I was like, oh, my God, I want some of that energy. I want some of that energy.
You probably had it until you had kids, right? The kids take away, but they don't take away your energy, but they require a lot of energy. You expend a lot of energy with them. See,
you're
that's
so
energy
right.
You could be using to run around the stage.
You're so right. Now I'm just attuning to divine energy. Every day as I meditate, I go inside, I attune to divine love, divine energy, and get that energy from within me, from my soul, from my God self.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you pray or meditate before your show?
I meditate twice a day. I meditate in the morning. I pray before my show. I pray. I do a prayer before I go on the show. But I meditate twice a day. That's my practice.
Mm-hmm.
So in the morning and in the evening.
And what does the meditation do for you? For listeners that are resisting meditation?
It's amazing. It's amazing what it does for you. First of all, the biggest thing it does for you is it keeps you so calm. It helps you to be calm, and it helps you to see things clearly so that you're not so reactive, just running around reacting to every single thing that goes on all day long. It just gives you this sense of calm and a sense of connectedness so that, it's kind of hard to knock you off your center,
mm-hmm.
you know? Because life is always trying to knock you. Something's always going on. Something's always going on. And if you just, are reactive to every single thing that happens, you'll just be a basket case.
Right.
So that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest thing. And then it just connects you. It connects you, like you said, to that source, to that divine energy that we all have within us. And it connects you not only to that source within you, but that source in everything, so that you do feel connected to everyone and to everything. And there's no such thing as a stranger. You just love everybody.
Right. I'm feeling the love as you're speaking. I am really feeling it. I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm sure all of our listeners out there, they're really getting all of your teachings that you're, expressing through your true self to us in this moment. Let us reintroduce you again for anyone that may have tuned in. We're speaking to Kim Wayans, who's an actress, comedian. She has numerous television and film credits, and now she brings her skill and charm to the stage with her own one-woman show called A Handsome Woman Retreats. Oh, wonderful. Kim, is this your first one-woman show?
Yes, it is. It's my first time I'm ever doing theater. I mean, I did some in junior high school, but this is the first professional theater I've ever done, and it's my first one-woman show.
Beautiful. Do you want to tell us more about the contents or what you would like people to get from your inspirational revelation that you got and the message that you're giving out through your show? What would you like to, anything that comes up?
I'd like for people to there's just so much judgment in the world and, about religion and about which one is the best and which one is right and which one, and I just, we're all, moving toward the same shore. I just say we're all like a bunch of canoes moving toward one shore. It's just one truth. There's one truth. There's the all that is. And whatever way you find that connects you to the all that is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Is wonderful. Just find something to connect you, because that's that's from where all the happiness flows.
Right. Now, some people out there, some of our listeners may be thinking you're saying something to connect to. Could this be faith that you're talking about?
Faith?
Faith in something?
Sure, faith in something. Or yeah, just be connected to something larger than yourself.
Right. And what will that do for us?
It empowers you. It empowers you, and it gives you the belief that you could accomplish anything that you want to accomplish. Because you know that the universe is abundant and that it's all there for you. It's all there for you. All you have to do is know that, is really know that, and then manifest what it is you want.
Right. And for someone that's a beginner in this path, because some of our listeners may be beginners,
uh-huh.
and they may be like, oh, this is way over my head, right? It's possible.
Uh-huh.
It's possible. What suggestion do you have? Where can they start? How they can start?
To tell you the truth, I would start with a yoga class.
Mm-hmm.
I would start with doing yoga, because yoga helps to slow the mind down. It's like a meditation in motion. And for people who have a very difficult time being still, just starting to meditate out the blue, yoga is something that helps, like I said, help calm your mind down and stuff, and it helps give you perspective so that you start seeing things differently. You start seeing things more clearly, and you'll find yourself with a lot more peace and inner calm, and that will inspire you to want to go deeper. You'll get a lot more of those quiet moments where you get that feeling like, there's something other than this. You know, like there's those moments, those flashes of insight, and those will propel you to seek, to become a seeker. And the thing is, once you open up your heart and open up your mind to seeking, the universe sends you exactly what you need. You know, you'll be sitting at a restaurant eating or something, and someone will be sitting next to you reading The Power of Now, or, Conversations with God, or one of those, you know, enlightening books that help you to find your way. And you'll strike up a conversation, and the next thing you know, they're giving you the book, or you're going out to buy the book. And, you know, the universe has a way of working things out. You just have to be open to receiving it and seeking it.
Absolutely. Puts us in alignment with all that there is.
Yeah.
And you know what suggestion that I have for you, if I may?
Sure.
Put on a seminar. You're very good.
Good.
I'm curious. Oh, no, it just came to me. Put on a seminar. My God, you have so much information that you're authentically expressing. I'm getting in my vibration going up. I'm getting... flush, really.
Well, thank you, Michelle. I appreciate that. And maybe one day I will. Maybe that'll be, you know, part of my path, you know.
Yeah,
I'm open.
So where do you see yourself next?
Well, I plan on taking the show to some other, you know, places. I've gotten some inquiries from different people who want to take it to Chicago, take it to, you know, Philly and some different cities. So I'm going to, you know, put together a list of different cities that I'd love to go to, and then start thinking about, you know, going nationally with a Handsome Woman Retreat, because I really want to, you know, share this message and this play and my personal story with as many people as I can.
Mm.
And I also have a series of children's books that are going to be coming out in May. My husband and I wrote a new series for Penguin called Amy Hodgepodge, and it's a series about this little mixed race girl who is starting at a new school and has moved to a new city, and it's just about, you know, the challenges she faces trying to acclimate to life in the big city. It's called Amy Hodgepodge.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
that's
her name is, her real name is Amy Hodges, but her friends call her Amy Hodgepodge because she's mixed with four different races.
So how do we get more information on that in the future?
It doesn't come out. They come out in May. The books come out in May, and they'll be, you know, at bookstores all over the country. And the children's is a children's book, so they'll be in the stores like May 29th, I believe.
Oh, wonderful. I'm looking forward to buying one for my daughter. So what's the age range?
This is for 9-year-olds, I'm sorry. For fourth graders. But, you know, the thing is that nobody older than fourth grade will probably read it, because that's how kids are. You know, it's like, oh, that's for fourth graders. But mothers, you know, younger than fourth grade and stuff will read it to their children, and younger readers will read it as well.
Wow, beautiful.
Yeah, it's
so
really, you know, you look at the world we live in today,
right?
And it's a big hodgepodge. I mean, you know, the days are gone where, you know, everybody's black or everybody's white or everybody's Spanish. You know, everybody's a little bit of everything these days. And so this is a property that's going to reflect that.
I love that. And a little bit Persian.
Huh?
Iranian. I'm saying a little bit Iranian.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. A little bit of everything.
No, because I'm Persian. I'm from Iran originally. That's not, I'm just kidding with you. I'm just kidding with you. So that's wonderful. So you're an actress. You're a comedian. You're a writer. What aren't you?
And a director.
And a director.
Yeah, I've directed some episodes of this series I used to work on, A Wife and Kids, on ABC. I used to be a writer and a producer on that. So I've directed as well. So, you know, creativity is just, you know, it's just manifests itself in different ways, but it's all the same energy.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I want to ask you, do you know in your heart what your life purpose is, your life mission? I mean, like, you really know it and you're focused on it. Do you have that?
You know, this is going to sound very corny, but I think my life's mission is to love. Is to love and to share my joy and my bliss with as many people as I possibly can. And I think that, you know, by doing that, you you can change the world.
Oh, my God. You're on the right show, Infinite Love. Absolutely. I love that. What is more powerful than that? Love is everything.
Everything.
God is love.
Everything.
Love is the source of all connection, of all creation.
Yes.
And so you're being love.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sharing it with the whole world. And the whole world is thriving and laughing and enjoying and awakening with you.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you. I love that. Now, you know, I really want to go back. Something came to me to just go back and touch upon. You're sitting in meditation,
mm-hmm.
and you're having, I'm just wondering if anyone out there listening may want to have this question, okay?
Okay.
And you have an anxiety attack.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Are there people next to you? Are there helpers? What do you do? What did you do?
When it first happened, I just got up and tried to leave, and so the instructor came over to me, and she's like, you know, you're not supposed to leave the hall. And I was like, oh, I'm having a panic attack. I got to get out of here. And she was like, no, just, you know, and she just told me to just sit and watch it. Just observe it. Observe your panic attack. And I just didn't think I was going to be able to do it. But she said, you can do it and you will do it. Just set your mind and your intention and sit down and do it.
Right.
And
so detach, right?
Yeah. Yeah, to just become the watcher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I talk about that in my show. You become the watcher. And when you become the watcher, you're watching this happening to you so that you're not engaged in it anymore. You know, it's not your firsthand experience anymore because now you're watching these sensations and stuff that are happening. And so you're right. You're detached from it. And you're watching it like an observer.
Right.
And it makes it bearable. It makes you're able to do it because you're no longer consumed with, oh, my God, I'm sweating. Oh, this is happening. Oh, my God, I'm going to die. You know, all those different things that come up. You're watching somebody else go, oh, this is how I feel. Oh, I'm going to die. Oh, I'm going to die. And you're watching it.
Right. So you went from, I'm just presuming, that you went from your heart pounding, you know, having fearful thoughts and perhaps perspiring a little bit, I don't know, to watching yourself and then all of a sudden calming down. Is that right? Something
calming
like
down, calming down. And at one point I had an experience that was just revelatory, you know. But, you know, I really think, you know, they should come see the show to, like, you know, I don't want to take it out of context. And you know, but I had, you know, and such a profound experience that, you know, I left there knowing that this is my path.
Mm, that's beautiful. And so how many days did it take till you just, you know, the anxiety went away and you just became still? Do you know? Is that it?
You know, every day is up and down. You know, you'll have periods where, oh, this meditation session was beautiful. You know, you feel like you're floating on top of the world. You know, everything is so lovely. The trees look beautiful. And then a half an hour later, you just want to kill somebody. All this anger and rage is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the evening, you might be in a place where you're just sad and weepy. You know, so it's just this constantly evolving, changing thing that goes on throughout the course. And then by the end, say like the last, you know, day or two, you know, you've so much of that deep gook has come up and has been released that you're just really feeling so amazing and wonderful and tingly and grateful, just so full of gratitude that, you know, you were blessed in this lifetime to experience something like this.
Right. Kim, everything that you just said and expressed right now, is that revealed in your show? Just the way you said it, up and down, good and bad, hunky-dory and angry and...
Oh, it's expressed, but not, you know, exactly in those words. I mean, I didn't just, you know, I wasn't quoting from my show or anything, but the whole journey of the show, you know, will express, you know, all these things we just talked about.
Right, right. And how long is your show?
It's 80 minutes.
80 minutes. Wonderful. Let's reintroduce you again one more time. We're speaking to Kim Wayans, actress, comedian, writer, producer, love, joy, making a difference in the world. She's wonderful. She has a new one-woman show, A Handsome Woman Retreat, and how she got the name of this show is she was called handsome, that you're going to be a handsome woman one day, and she is. She's beautiful. You're really beautiful. I'm
Thank you.
You. You're very beautiful. You're tall. You're very strong. You're great. Do you have any kids?
No, I don't. I have 38 nieces and nephews, and they keep my husband and I running.
Wow. So I have two. You have 38?
38 nieces and nephews, yes.
God bless you.
Yeah, he has. He has. They're delightful.
Oh, my God. I love what you just said. You are blessed, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And you realize that.
Oh, yes.
And how can we all realize that we're blessed? I swear, if we just take some time out, take out a piece of paper and pen and write down everything.
You know what? Just the miracle. The miracle of being here. If you just take 5 minutes a day, to look at your hand, look at your legs, look at the miracle of just being alive. It's miraculous. It's magic. That alone is enough to fill your heart with just gratitude that you're here. You have an opportunity to do whatever it is you want to do. I just think it's magical.
I get your passion, big time. Are you sure? Consider those seminars.
I'm going to keep that in mind.
Consider question and answers after your show, like 1 hour seminar kind of a thing.
You know, actually, something like that might work out really nicely, especially when I start, you know, traveling with the show and doing bigger venues. You know, right now I'm in a really small venue, so it would be kind of, you know, hard to do that. But, you know, if I was in a larger venue, you know, it's hard to ask people to, you know, sit for 80 minutes watching a show and then hang around for another hour unless you're, like, in a bigger, you know, more comfortable venue. But I will definitely keep that. That's a good idea, Michelle, and I will definitely keep that in mind. Thank you.
Absolutely. And so it is. We're creating it here on radio.
Yes, we are.
February 1st, we're creating. She's going to have this show in a bigger venue, and there's going to be opportunity for question and answers, and all of her wisdom, her love, her joy for her work, her passion. Really, really, I get it, and I really, really appreciate everything that you're doing for all of us, the awakening, the sharing, the being so authentic, you know, bringing awareness to us that everybody can have issues. People, normal people, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Comedians.
Everybody, especially the people you think have it all. Those are the ones who have the most issues. You know?
Wow.
Because people sit and they'll say, like, oh, you know, she's so lucky. You know, she's got those four famous brothers and this, that, and the other. You know, you don't know. You don't know what a person, but one thing you can know for sure is that we're all at this human school for a reason. So you don't come here and get away unscathed. You know, everybody has to walk through the fire because, you know, why be here if it wasn't going to be a journey of learning and of, you know, having to heal and all the other things that we wind up doing in a lifetime. So nobody's exempt from that. So, you know, fame, success, money, none of that stuff keeps you away from the experiences that life presents.
Right. I'm so grateful that you just said that because there's so much judgment out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's rich. She's got a house. Look at her husband. Look at her boyfriend. Look at her car. Look at her clothes. Look at how easy her life is. There's
mm-hmm.
no such thing.
No. There is no such thing.
Right. Everybody has their own learnings, their own challenges, their own obstacles to move through, you know.
Yes.
Raising their own consciousness, evolving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kim, for a person that may be listening and saying to themselves, you know, I'm just suffering in life. What are they talking about? Love, joy, being grateful, all of that. You know, I'm just suffering because of this, because of that. You know, I just can't see myself saying yes to life or loving life or being grateful. What can you say to those people?
Well, you know, as long as they feel that way, as long as they don't leave an opening for, you know, the blessings of life that are there every single minute of the day to be recognized, they're going to continue to feel that way.
Mm.
But that's just a crutch. You know, people, you know, if you're holding on to suffering and you're not allowing any of the beauty of life to seep in, then I think, you know, in a lot of ways, people are comfortable with what's familiar. And suffering and misery is very familiar to a lot of people, and it's a very, very difficult thing for them to let go of.
Right.
But, you know, if you just allow yourself to, for 5 minutes a day, to say, I'm going to try to focus on what's good in my life or what blessings are in my life, even if it's just for 5 minutes a day, and slowly build up to 10 minutes a day, and then maybe 15 minutes a day, and maybe 20 the next day, and before you know it, your glass is going to be half full instead of half empty. And the more you recognize and the more gratitude you have, the more the blessings multiply and the more joy and happiness and light you have in your life.
Mm. Are you people listening out there to our teacher, Kim Wayne?
Who knew?
Yes, directing our energy to what we want, not to what we don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When we
give
energy to suffering and pain, it grows.
Yes.
When we give energy to love and healing and perfect health,
mm-hmm.
you know, beautiful relationships and loving people in our life, that grows.
Yes.
So, I have suffered in my life. I have, you know, moved through a disease, lupus, a near life death accident, car accident. You know, I was crossing the road and an SUV hit me. I moved through a divorce, several life-threatening situations, but I always shift my energy,
mm-hmm.
my direction to what I do want, and that is love, that
mm-hmm.
is God, that is to make a difference, right? To be healthy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
As we have just listened to our teacher, Kim Wayne. Add that to your credentials. Oh my God, Kim, I'm so grateful for you. Really, we have learned a lot. I'm sure all of our listeners have walked away, not yet, in a few minutes, they will walk away with greater awareness that you have touched upon and made a difference on this show, and I really appreciate it. But we're not finished yet.
I'm here.
No, we still have time. What else would you like to share about your show, about your future, about whatever that you're looking to do, to be in the near future? Let's create it on the show.
I'm really, at this point, I'm really so thrilled with my play,
mm-hmm.
and with the way people have been responding to it and stuff, that I know that, I know that I have to continue this work. I know that this is a play that I've got to take, to some different places and let more people hear it and see it, because, you know, our people really are inspired by it, and the fact that, you know, I do try to be really truthful and expose, you know, warts and all that stuff, just it really helps other people to see that, you know, we're all in this together, and where there are no perfect people, there are no perfect lives. And, you know, it allows them to be open and to recognize things that they hadn't recognized or had been tucking away or hiding because they were ashamed of. You know, when they hear me talking about things and it resonates with them, it gives them courage to speak their truth.
Right, right. Listeners out there, I honestly encourage you. This is in Los Angeles that we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
Tonight's the first night again, right? February 1st till the 20th. Friday
and Saturday. So tonight, tomorrow night, and then the next three weekends, Friday and Saturday at 8 o'clock sharp at 2100 Square Foot Theater. That's the name of the theater. And it's on San Vicente and Hauser, 5615 San Vicente Boulevard, and that's in the Miracle Mile District. And we already gave them the number to call for tickets, right?
Oh, can you do that again?
The ticket number is, you could either call 323-960-7770, or you can go online at www.plays411.com, and tickets are $20 a piece.
Oh, very, very good price, honestly.
It, I wanted it to be affordable so that it would be very accessible to a lot of different people.
Yeah, I get that. Only $20 for everything that you share, that you give. I honestly didn't know that you're expressing your true life there.
Oh, yes.
At the end, I got it. I was like, oh, my God. You went through all of this. Because you're so vulnerable. You're so open. You're so authentic. That
well,
I was like, wow.
You know, that's the beauty of a practice, too, is that, you know, I mean, I wasn't always this way, you know, but the more, you know, the more I do my practice and the more I grow in love and the bigger my heart becomes, the more courage I have to go out there and be vulnerable like that and know that I won't break, but I'll be, and not only will I not break, but I'll become even stronger.
Right, because you trust yourself, right? You're
mm-hmm.
grounded in yourself. You believe in yourself. Right?
Yes, yes.
I get that. I totally get that. Well, Kim, thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle. I really, really enjoyed this. This was a very wonderful, refreshing, uplifting interview. And
thank
I thank you,
you
so much for that.
You caused it by your presence and everything that you share with us, by being so loving and bringing joy to our hearts and making a difference. I'm really grateful for you, and I'm looking forward to your seminars.
Okay, we're going to manifest them. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Divine right timing, right?
Uh-huh.
Divine right timing.
Yes.
And as well, your book, your children's books are coming out end of May, right?
The end of May, Amy Hodgepodge.
Okay.
So for all the little, all children are going to love it, but, you know, it's especially going to speak to, you know, little mixed race children who don't really have something to reflect who they are, you know?
Right.
So I'm really excited about that.
I'm looking forward to purchasing one for my daughter. She's 8 years
old. Oh, great.
Yeah, attuning her to the oneness. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Michelle. You take care. Be happy.
Thank you very much. You too.
Okay.
And all of our wonderful listeners, that's Infinite Love Radio for this week. It has really been a pleasure to share everything, to share Kim's truth, our truth with you, for we are all one. I invite you right now to take a deep breath in and breathe in infinite love into every cell in your body, in your being, and breathe it out and give it to the whole world, for we are one. We are truly all one. Let us direct our energy, our focus, our intention, our concentration on what we do want manifested for our highest, greatest good. And that is to be loved, to be healed, to make a difference in our lives for our loved ones and for the planet. Truly, truly, this is our soul's desire. And if you don't believe this, meditate and you'll get it. And this is really what you want. I appreciate your presence. And don't forget to visit my website, www.infiniteloveradio.com. And download free guided meditations and insights. As well, I invite you again for any comments, suggestions, questions to email me at infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. I'm your host, Michelle Morovati. Thank you, bless you, and until next week, I love you. Good day.
Bye, Michelle.
Bye, Kim, yeah. I had to wait till they hung up. They didn't disconnect us yet. Okay. Thank you very much, Kim. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
You're a beautiful person, and I bless you on this journey of yours.
I appreciate it, and so are you, and I'm sure our paths will cross again on this journey.
Absolutely.
Okay. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.